Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting, Mesa City Council for Thursday, July 1st, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting with an invocation by Pastor David Land of the New Life Assembly of God, after which Vice Mayor Kyle Jones will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the many blessings that you bestow upon us. And Lord, especially as we enter into this 4th of July weekend and we celebrate the independence and the freedom of this great nation, that Lord, only comes from you. We ask your blessings upon every member of this council, our mayor. We pray, God, that you would grant them wisdom and guidance. Your word says, Lord, that if we remain in you and your words remain in us, that we could ask whatever we wish and it will be given. And I pray tonight that every decision, every motion, every idea would be sought out. Lord, that we would seek your will in the direction for our city. And we pray your blessings upon our city. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Land, Vice Mayor. Please be seated. Thank you. Before we go on to the consent agenda, we have a little bit of a recognition, and this is sort of a recognition in advance. And with us tonight, we have Mr. Mike Lufrano of the Chicago Cubs, who's the general counsel. Mike is in town to talk with the city about how we move forward. But I really want to single him out because Mike was very instrumental in helping us to get the Cubs as one of our co-sponsors of the Celebration of Freedom, and so a little plug and a thanks at the same time. And you know, if you haven't seen if you haven't seen this nice little poster, it talks about the Southwest Ambulance Arizona Celebration of Freedom tomorrow night, July 2nd, and Saturday night, July 3rd. And this is going to be something that's incredible. We have over 40 businesses and organizations who have stepped up to create this community event, which is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. Tomorrow night, we have Motorcycles on Main. If you don't like the heat, we've got a revolving schedule of concerts, and Vice Mayor Jones is going to be participating in one of those with the Symphony of the Southwest at the Mesa Arts Center. Free. All this is free. And how many times will they be playing tomorrow night?
Three times.
We also have the Heritage Academy, who's going to be presenting some patriotic vignettes and other things, both in the Piper Theater and across the street in the Heritage Academy Auditorium. We have Cool FM, who is putting on cool zones, which are areas where we can all go to cool down with the big cooling fans and other things. And there's just a lot of things going on. And then, of course, Saturday night, we have a great program, a short little patriotic program in downtown on the main stage at Center and Main, followed at 9:30 by the Chicago Cubs fireworks. What do we figure out what it is? It's not just a fireworks show. Fireworks spectacular, right? We're actually going to blow the roof off of City Hall with pyrotechnics coming off the roof of City Hall and the Arts Center. And I just wanted to recognize all those who have come together to really create what I think is going to be a fantastic event and hopefully a Mesa tradition. You know, I was asked the other day, how many people would it take to call this a success at attendance? And I said, you know, from where we began just a few short months ago to pull together a community and to have this type of event and this large event, that is success in and of itself. And it really was no small undertaking. There were a lot of people involved from a lot of different groups. This is not a City of Mesa event. This is a community event because there truly are others in the community that have stepped forward and have volunteered not only their money, but their time. And a lot of the things you'll see down here are in-kind donations from Mesa businesses and organizations. And we thank them for that. So that's my awards and recognitions for tonight in advance, because I am certain we're going to have an incredibly successful event. And if you're not here, you're going to miss out. Especially Saturday night. Right? Okay. Thank you. Now we'll go on to the consent agenda.
And it's
not only free, but you don't have to pay to get in. Both of those. It's no cost. It's free. And if you show up at the right time, Councilman Higgins will even buy you dinner. That's how free it is.
Well, the event's free. Is the parking free?
I'm glad you asked, Councilmember Richens. The parking is also free.
Wow.
And there is a plethora of parking in downtown Mesa. Everything. It's going to be a fun event, and we're going to have fun with it.
Wait, where's the teleprompter?
Okay.
What about the watermelon? Is it free, too?
Oh, God.
Even the seeds are free. Okay. We'll move on with the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher, please end this misery for us and go on to something more exciting like the consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card at the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on contract to purchase additional communications tower at Twin Knolls for Communications Department, fully funded by the public safety bonds. Item 3B, act on contract to purchase two sets of replacement bifold doors for Red Mountain Multi-Generational Center. Item 3C, act on term contract for jet aviation fuel for Police Department. Item 3D has been deleted. Item 3E, act on contract for Main Street Utility and Street Improvements Phase 1, funding from the fiscal year 10-11 water and gas bond programs. Item 4A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-16, 6003 East Arbor Avenue, expansion of assisted living facility. Item 4B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-18, northwest corner and southwest corner of Haas and Ray Roads, development of mixed-use project. Item 5A, act on resolution to extinguish drainage easements at 5255 South Power Road. Item 5B, act on resolution supporting increase to bed tax from 3% to 5%, subject to voter approval. Item 5C, act on resolution setting general election on November 2nd, 2010. Item 5D, act on resolution for special bond election on November 2nd, 2010. Item 5E, act on resolution approving airport improvement program grant for airfield storm drainage system at Falcon Field Airport. Item 5F, act on resolution approving memorandum of understanding with the United Mesa Firefighters Association. Item 5G, act on resolution for sale of approximately 118 acres of land east of Highway 87 and north of Kleck Road in Pinal County. Item 6A, act on ordinance and resolution repealing existing personnel rules and adopting new personnel rules. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any council member that would wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion from Councilmember Cavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda are items from citizens present. We have one request to speak, Mr. Brian Jeffries from the United Mesa Firefighters. Mr. Jeffries, come on up.
Thank you, Member, Mayors of Council. I want to just take a moment to, first of all, reflect back on a year ago, roughly, when we started having discussions that brought us to one of the items present today, item 5F. It was a journey to get to this point, and I wanted to personally thank each and every one of you for your leadership and helping us get to that point and work through the policy that got us to where we are today. I also want to take a moment to talk about some of Chris's staff that we worked with. Once we got through the policy development on your end, we went through some of the policy work on our end, and that was working with Chris's staff, with the firefighters, and some great folks there, and we did a lot of really great work together. And then that dovetailed right into the formation of the process to bring us to the MOU that we have today. And I want to personally thank Patricia Sorensen, who did a great job, was professionalism personified. Julie Yu, who kept us all on track, she was wonderful to work with. Assistant Chief Dan Stubbs, was also excellent to work with, as well as Natalie Lewis from the manager's staff. They all did a phenomenal job. Chris, to you and your staff, thank you for all that. We really enjoyed working on it together. I also want to thank my staff, John Lachlan, Captain Mesa Fire, Mark Huguenard, Captain Mesa Fire, Chris Maple, Captain Mesa Fire, and Perry Mosier, engineer of Mesa Fire. We all worked together and came out of there, and we actually had some fun along the way. And doing it under these difficult times wasn't easy, but we actually did some great work together. Thank you all for your leadership. Thanks to Chris and your staff. We really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and we look forward to doing it some more in the future. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brian. And I'd like to echo that. Thank you. That I think it's great when you see people get together and work together to make good things happen. So thank you very much. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you so very much. We are adjourned.